Zoe, present?
I am present.
Oh, no. Don't do that to us. All right, we're going to open today's meeting of the Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Service Area. It's March 15th, 2018. We have four members present in body, and we have Councilman Bazell on the phone. Is that correct, Councilman?
That is correct.
All right, thank you. So we have a quorum. First item on the agenda would be any conflict of interest that any member feels that they may have. I see no one raising their hand. We'll move to item number three. And that would be the information update on the 2018 tax anticipation notices or the issuance. And no action is required, but we'd like to have some information.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Board. I just want to provide an update on this process to the Board so you're aware of what happened in the previous discussion. So last Board meeting on the February 15th, the strategy from staff at that time was to go out and issue a $9.75 million tax anticipation note at a 1.76% interest rate, which would have about $143,000 in total interest. Through that process, when we went through that process, what we determined is actually, the 2017 note at that time had some arbitrage that was owed on that. And so staff reassessed, with the help from our financial advisor as well, reassessed the note issuance for 2018, so that $9.75 million, and thought it was in the best interest to downsize that $9.7 million to $7 million so we could meet a six-month spend down. By meeting that six-month spend down, then it doesn't require you to pay back any arbitrage. So that was the main reason why we reduced that note size. Currently today, we are in an arbitrage situation with that $7 million. So if we didn't meet that six-month spend down, the 2018 note would be arbitraged as well, since the interest rate we have now is less than the current market rate. So.
Yeah, and if I may add, arbitrage is earning more than the IRS allows. They don't like you to borrow tax-exempt money and then make money off of the transaction. At best, you're supposed to just break even.
So with that, we downsized the note. We did a $7 million note. We still held, Bank of Utah still held that interest rate at that 1.76%. So that total interest cost on that, the $7 million note, is $103,009. But with that, still to meet the cash flow needs of the district, we will have to do a second issuance, and that issuance will range between $2 to $2.75 million. There will be an additional issuance cost, and that ranges anywhere between that $18,000 to $20,000. So we want to make the Board aware of that strategy, and then know that we'll go out with that second issuance. Time frame of that second issuance will be sometime between, what do you think, Scott?
Probably between May and August
time frame of that as well. So want to add anything, John, that maybe I missed on that? Or
like you said, we are in an arbitrage situation where the rate we're borrowing at is 176. That's the allowable maximum earning rate we could hit under the IRS regulations. The Public Treasurer's Investment Fund is at 184 currently, with every expectation that next week when the Fed meets, they'll raise their short-term rates again, which will mean the PTIF earnings will go higher as well. So further widen this gap between what's allowed and what we're actually earning on the money that's there in the PTIF. So this will help us not have to pay anything back. Presuming there is our arbitrage, positive arbitrage earnings, we'll be able to keep that.
Yeah. All right, very good. No action is required, thank you. The next item on the agenda is the allocation of the fund balance for Mill Creek, Harriman, and Riverton. And two methodologies were used to determine the fund balance allocations. The first methodology applied to Riverton and Harriman, the second to Mill Creek. And Andrew, you could tell why we had to use two methodologies.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what this comes with, the interlocal that were adopted last year, it's just the allocation of the year-end fund balance for 2017. So, the councilman pointed out, there's two allocations that were used, one for Riverton and Harriman. And what that allocation method was, we knew what the cumulative revenues that came in for those two cities, and we also knew what the cumulative expenses were on those. So, you know, really we ran it more like an income statement, revenues and expenses coming in, and if there was positive funds that contributed to fund balance throughout those years from 2012 to 2017, we were able to capture those for those two cities. We were really easy to be able to predict what their fund balance, what portion of their fund balance was at the end of 2017. Mill Creek City, however, was a challenge because Mill Creek City didn't become a city until 2017. So to do the look back on trying to find out what their taxable values were, was difficult to know what their taxable values were from 2012 to 2016 because that data was unknown. And then to further complicate that as well, the district in 2010 and 2011 was on the public safety fee and not the property tax. So it's hard to assess what their property tax, public safety fee collection was versus the property tax in that time. So what our recommendation was, and part of that resolution that was, is to kind of look at the taxable value in 2016, because we could get that from Mill Creek City, and use that number as kind of a look back for those times. And then also take their 2017 taxable value and just apply that to 2017. And those two, they come up with two different numbers. And I forget what those numbers came out to be, but in essence what we did is we took those two numbers and just shared them, if you will. And that's how we derived to that $2,035,000 number for Mill Creek City. And we had those discussions back in October, November time. And then what we wanted to do with this, since those interlocals and resolutions that were approved, from 90 days of the withdrawal period, we just need to submit that allocated fund balance to these entities of their portion of the 2017 year-end fund balance through those formulas. And that's what you can see at the bottom of that write-up, is those disbursements amounts for the three cities. So Riverton City, our plan is to give them write them a check for $865,608. Harriman City will be a little over that $2,277,624. And Mill Creek City, the $2,035,772 that was agreed upon in the resolution.
Was there any, let's see, how do I put this? Was there any pushback on those numbers from the receiving entities?
There were not. Mill Creek or Riverton and then Harriman City, they were okay with the formula that went through. It's nothing new to them. They've seen the process as we went through. It's actually the same formula that we derived with in our five-year planning. And then Mill Creek City, that was part of that negotiation back in last year, and they're fair with that number as well. So.
Okay, very good.
Just another note, if I can, Mr. Chair, is I did have a short discussion with Mayor Silvestrini in between the two meetings about just when the checks would be cut for them to determine when they would see the money, not anything about the amount of the money.
All right, well, no action is required. We'll move to item number 5, consideration of the UPD Silvisa Interlocal for Services. I believe we talked about this at the UPD meeting as well, but
correct. Quickly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the plan is, our hope was to have it ready by this meeting, but we're close, so we'll table this item, this discussion now, and bring it forward at the April meeting when we bring it towards the UPD board as well. So.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Seriously. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thank you. Item number 6, motion adoption of the minutes from January 18th and February 15th. Only one correction on February 15th. They have me down as being present and also as being excused. The correct would be that I was excused. Okay, thank you. Motion to approve?
So motion.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Other
Aye.
Business? Seeing none? Yes. Oh, excuse me.
On last meeting.
The February 15th?
Yes. Item 5, we talked about the job description for administrator, and I believe we was going to select somebody from this board to sit on the selection committee. Has there been any follow-up or action on that?
So yeah, great question. So the administrator position has been posted. That closes tomorrow, and so we would look for input. I know the discussion last board meeting was the staff would just ask for participation from this board. So no one from this board has, we haven't made a selection, I would say, from this board who wants to sit on that selection process. So we'd be open to that. That direction from this board.
All right, very good. Any other business?
I'd like to volunteer, unless anybody else wants it.
To sit on that selection?
Sit on the selection for this administrative position.
I would love you to sit on it. I'm just wondering if anybody else would like it. Well, yeah, would you represent us then, please?
I will.
All right, thank you.
Chris, I believe Councilman Kokas expressed interest as well. He just wanted you to send us dates when interviews were set to see if he could also sit in.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll have two.
All right. Any other business? Seeing another, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
I'll get you a side of these. I'll make that correction on that one.
30 minutes.
There you go.